Good afternoon, and welcome to Live and Local. This program is your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us. The program today will have two segments, as we often do. Coming up live in our studio will be a local singer-songwriter named Chris Corkery, who is based in Bloomington Normal. He's got a whole bunch of performances coming up throughout our listening area and many nearby as well. We'll hear about all of those and hear what he's about and, of course, hear some of his music making. First, I'll be having a conversation with the still new music director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra in Springfield and Bloomington. The subset of the symphony, the Illinois Chamber Orchestra, is giving concerts tomorrow and Saturday in a rather new format, which he will be talking about. And that is first up on the show today. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. And we'll begin with some music by Elgar. That's music by Edward Elgar called Sospiri, which means sighs, as in S-I-G-H-S, sighing, and a performance here by the English Northern Philharmonia, conducted by David Lloyd Jones. This is one of three pieces that will be on the concerts this Friday and Saturday by the Illinois Chamber Orchestra, which is a subset of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Friday night's concerts plural, which we'll talk about coming up, will be in Springfield at First Presbyterian Church, and on Saturday, one concert at Bloomington's Second Presbyterian Church. Both concerts, or rather all three performances, will be conducted by the still new music director of the Symphony Orchestra, Alistair Willis, who is my guest here on Live and Local. Thanks for joining us, Alistair.
Pleasure to be with you, Kevin.
You're going to open with the Elgar, which we opened with as well, and then some music by a really marvelous composer, I think, Osvaldo Golijov, who's from Argentina. His piece called Last Round, and closing things up with certainly the best-known piece on the program, Copland's Appalachian Spring. How did you decide to put these pieces together, aside from the fact that they can all be played by a smaller ensemble than a full symphony?
Well, it's on our chamber series, so that's of course the essence here. But we're starting to jump ahead to something I'm sure you're going to ask me about in a second. Before I get to the music, we've got a shorter program. These pieces together come up to about an hour's worth of music, and that was one of the reasons of putting these three pieces together, so that we can perform this program twice: once at 6 o'clock on Friday night, and then again at 7:30. At First Presbyterian Church in Springfield, as you mentioned. And this is, in essence, tied to your last question. This is a response to some of the communications we've been having with our musicians and with our audiences, wanting a slightly different setup, a slightly different offering, an earlier concert, a shorter concert. And here we are, presto. We're going to deliver, and we're very excited to see how this first foray into this is going to be received. And these three pieces, I think, just it was one of those moments I'm sure you've had as a conductor, Kevin, that you know you find three pieces and you wonder, will they fit together? And to your delight, you find that they do. And they've got a unifying theme of passion. We're calling our concert Pure Passion, the passion of Elgar's sighs, Sospiri, in the first piece. Then Osvaldo Golijov's piece has a tango connection, which you don't get much more passionate than tango in the world of dance and music. And, of course, the passion of the pioneering spirit in the Appalachian Spring, a different kind of passion. But it links these three pieces together, and they really do work musically, and we're just thrilled to be able to present them in this new format.
Talk about the Golijov piece. It's called Last Round, and just two movements, each of them quite different from the other. I think they have titles as well, the two movements, don't they?
I think they do. First one is called, actually, no. I'm just looking right now at the score. First one's just called Urgently, first movement, and the second one is called, the second one does have a title. It's called Deaths of the Angel.
I guess I saw a reference to that second one, so I was assuming the first one had a title as well.
But I think Urgent and it writes words like macho, cool, and dangerous in the score, and pressing, and just the passion of all of that combined together. I guess you can come up with your own title to what it is. They're completely different. One of the greatest things about classical music is the way composers rely on contrast. If you've got a slow first movement, then you get a fast second movement. And Goliov, even just 15, 16 years ago when he wrote this piece, did the same thing, got such a contrasting, lively, brutal in a way, first movement full of energy, raw, primitive energy, and followed by a second movement of much slower harmonic tension, slows right down and has a passion that draws you in, and an intensity no less than the first movement, but with hardly moving at all. It's really quite incredible.
Well, let's listen to some of that livelier movement. The recording we're going to hear is actually just for string quartet, and you'll, of course, be using the full string section of the orchestra. This is the St. Lawrence String Quartet, the first of the two movements of Osvaldo Golijov's Last Round here on Live and Local. Music by Osvaldo Golijov, Last Round, the first of the two movements played here by the St. Lawrence String Quartet. It'll be played by the Illinois Chamber Orchestra, the string section, at their concerts Friday at 6 and 7:30 in Springfield's First Presbyterian Church, Saturday at 7:30, one performance at Bloomington's Second Presbyterian Church. My guest is the conductor of the orchestra, Alistair Willis. Golijov is somebody I've encountered... Actually, I encountered personally some years ago at a conducting workshop and some of his pieces there. And you mentioned passion as the theme of this whole concert. That seems to be a theme that runs through all of the music of his that I've heard.
You're right. He wrote a piece called Passion, didn't he?
I believe so.
A long, fully, huge work, choirs, orchestras, different instruments, just amazing. And it took the world by storm. His music still does.
And what's the significance of the title, Last Round?
Well, that really has a wonderful story to it. There's a connection, of course, with Osvaldo Golijov being Argentinian and Piazzolla, who also Argentinian, wrote many, many tangos and was not only a composer but a bandoneon player in a tango orchestra. And the bandoneon, of course, is a small accordion-like instrument that breathes, has bellows or gills, or however you describe that. And... the connection of Last Round refers to Piazzolla's actual love of boxing. And the concept that when Piazzolla passed on in 1992, according to many Argentinians, including Golijov, he didn't actually have time to say a proper goodbye. So in a way, this piece is a eulogy, an homage to saying goodbye to him in music, and it incorporates his love of boxing in a way by calling it the last round. If he could have lived to fight one more round, what would he have said? Where would he have taken his tango nuevo music? Where would he have gone with it? And so that's what I think the first movement is about, this frustration that nobody got to say goodbye to him properly. And the second movement, which you'll have to come to the concert to hear, is a hark back to old tango, quoting the famous song My Beloved Buenos Aires, which was made famous by the Argentinian singer Carlos Gardel. And Golijov quotes this in a more traditional tango setting, so to speak. We'd normally hear it, and it's just the combination of all this. But there's one other aspect of this performance that must be mentioned. you know, it's great to hear a recording, and we all love recordings, but nothing like a live concert. And with Osvaldo Golijov's concerts, there's always something theatrical to them. And there's no exception in this piece. He asks for the strings, except for the cellos, of course, to play standing. And as the conductor stands, to my left is one string quartet, and to my right is another string quartet. So there are two string quartets separated by a double bass, which is right in front of me. And they're like two dancers playing off each other, pushing, pulling, two tango dancers, fighting. The bows of the violins are kind of like inverted legs which fly through the air, and it's very visual. I mean, how often do you see concerts where the strings are actually standing? So it already is setting a picture of something special before we've even played a note.
Osvaldo Golijov's music will be the center point of these concerts by the Illinois Chamber Orchestra this weekend. And then of the culmination, the best-known piece on the program, Appalachian Spring, of Aaron Copland, always popular with audiences. And I think most people, if they're even aware of it, may have forgotten that it was originally a ballet, and hardly anybody has seen the original ballet. And I'm curious how, if at all, knowing the story of the ballet affects your and the orchestra's performance of it. And have you talked with the orchestra about that?
Well, it's something I'm certainly going to bring up in the rehearsals, because I believe that knowing the story, knowing what Martha Graham and Aaron Copland's collaboration was about, certainly informs how we approach each of the movements. And from the very, very calm beginning to the preacher that comes through, to the revitalist and his flock, let's say, to the solo dance of the bride, right through to the blessing of simple gifts. You know, what is this really saying? And it's painting a picture of these pioneers, and it does specifically describe some of the activities that they get on with. And it's our job to really bring those alive. And the energy, there is an incredible energy to this piece, but for me, the quality that sums it up more than any other is the stillness, the quietness. Somehow, Copland captures that reflective, peaceful, pioneering spirit so well in so many sections of this work, especially the very, very beginning.
And the piece is maybe best known to most audiences in its version for full symphony orchestra. I have to say my favorite version is the one you're going to be doing, which is the one that uses the original instrumentation that was first used for the ballet.
You know, I'd have to agree. Who would I be to disagree with another conductor? I mean, that would not be on.
Oh,
that
well,
would not
that
be cricket.
But I'll tell you part of why I like it is the peacefulness that you described that runs through so much of it can be better realized by a small ensemble like that, I think.
I would have to tend to agree. I mean, I love both versions, and I've conducted both versions, and they're both incredibly powerful, incredibly amazing. But you're right, there's an intimacy in this 13-instrument version, and it can speak more directly to that quietness. I totally agree.
Well, let's hear the portion that you described, I believe, as the solo dance of the bride, from the ballet Appalachian Spring of Aaron Copland. The performance we'll hear actually has no conductor. They specialize in that sort of thing, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra out of New York City. And you can hear a complete performance of this with conductor Alistair Willis Friday night twice at 6 o'clock and 7:30 at First Presbyterian Church in Springfield, and then once on Saturday at 7:30 at Second Presbyterian Church in Bloomington. You can get more information by going to ilsymphony.org, including the specific box office phone numbers. You can read lots more about Alistair Willis and about the rest of their season and some of the solos they have coming up. And I want to say thanks very much for joining us on the show, and have great fun with this new experiment in shorter concerts this weekend.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
That's some music from Aaron Copland's ballet, actually a suite from the ballet, Appalachian Spring. We heard it played by the 13 of in the instrumentalists from the conductorless Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. There will be a number more than 13 as they're doubling and generally doubling the string parts in the performances by the Illinois Chamber Orchestra tomorrow at 6 and 7:30 in Springfield and Saturday at 7:30 in Bloomington. Thanks for joining us for Live and Local today. We've got some live music from our studio coming up in just a moment. Our programs today are made possible with support from Columbia Street Roastery, offering over 30 varieties and blends of whole bean or ground coffee at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Coffee, tea, and chai are available from the retail store, in local restaurants, and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713. I'm Kevin Kelly, and joining us in the studio today is a local singer-songwriter, Chris Corkery. Some, if they've been around a while and circulate in certain circles, may know him as the former frontman of a group that was called the Dirty Hands Band, which is a wonderful, wonderful band name, as so many are. And he's been touring for a while throughout Illinois and probably elsewhere as a solo act, exercising his acoustic guitar skills and also, of course, songwriting skills. And his name, Chris Corkery. He has a bunch of performances in our area, our sort of extended listening area, and then outside our listening area as well. We'll run some of those down as we continue the program today. But Chris, thanks for coming in and welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kevin. Appreciate it.
And thanks for letting me know about yourself. You know, I really, which this is a plug to anybody, any other musicians who are listening, I know about a lot of musicians throughout our area, but I would say most of the ones that I know about, I learned about through sort of the means that you let me know about yourself. Uh-huh. You told me about yourself. Because, you know, we get listings here and there, and we get venue listings, and we sometimes know when people are playing. But there are musicians coming and going in our area, and we want to cover music that happens everywhere people sure. can hear us in all kinds of acoustic genres. So Chris sent me some links. I forget if they were YouTube links or just off your website, and I listened to some songs and I liked them, and I thought this guy might be selling good on the show.
Very well, I appreciate it, Kevin. That's awesome.
Tell me about the Dirty Hands Band.
The Dirty Hands Band, kind of more a southern rock, heartland rock kind of thing. We did several shows around Champaign throughout the years. I mean, it's early 2000s kind of thing. And that's kind of where I cut my teeth. I was the front man of that band and played electric guitar, but also started songwriting. It kind of led into what I'm doing solo now with I kind of got into the older country music, Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard and that sort of thing. That kind of influenced a lot of stuff, the Dirty Hands Band. It kind of started off as more like a rock and roll thing, but it kind of almost turned out at the end to be kind of like a hard-edge country band, for lack of a better word. But yeah, we would play. I mean, that was kind of like my, like I said, a cut-the-teeth kind of experience with just learning how to develop a set, playing in front of crowds, trying to write a song, you know, write songs and such. So this thing that I'm doing now is kind of, I view that as kind of like my apprenticeship for kind of what I've got going now.
So. What did you do before that?
Before the Dirty Hands Band, I started playing in '98. So really, I was just kind of like your basement kind of guy, do a coffee shop or open mic thing here and there.
So you were doing solo stuff before.
Solo stuff, yeah, very rudimentary, kind of solo
well,
stuff.
Well, everybody has to start somewhere.
Yeah, right, exactly. But yeah, Dirty Hands Band just taught me a lot about just playing live and just performing. I mean, we did so many shows and. So now I've been able to take a lot of those experiences to what I do now.
And were you the main songwriter with the band?
Yeah, I was the main one. So that kind of also honed my songwriting chops, if you will. And a great experience. You know, now with playing solo, you know, it's a little bit easier on my ears. not buzzing as much.
Do you play exclusively acoustic when you play solo?
Yes, solo, it's all acoustic. It's all this acoustic guitar. I'll do some harmonic and such like that. But, yeah, it's just acoustic and voice, kind of the real back to bare bones kind of thing.
Well, before we do any more talking about it, why don't we just hear a little bit about what you're about musically?
Sure, sure. This is a song going to be on my new album coming out here March or April. It's called Giving In. She's always giving to others. She's always last on the list. Coming home late at night, working double shifts. She's not one for complaining. She's never been that kind. Working 80 hours a week just won't leave you time. Another early morning. Another midnight sky, another week of burning both ends, trying to get by. With her back against the wall, she won't ever quit. She ain't. Three in the daytime, and ten in bar all night. The days and bleeding to each other, got no end in sight. It wants to close up early and bid the drunks goodbye. Sit on the deck with a drink in her hand, once the stars roll by. Another early morning. Another midnight sky, another week of burning both ends, trying to get by. With her back against the wall, she won't ever quit. Now we're all grown older. The road gets steeper, it seems. And she won't let the weight of this life destroy her hopes and dreams. She's a pearl in the ocean, a diamond in the rain. Carries the world on her shoulders on to another day. Another early morning. Another midnight sky, another week of burning both ends, trying to get by. With her back against the wall, she won't ever quit. Against the wall, she won't ever quit.
Chris Corkery, live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9, giving in the name of the song. And as he said, that's coming out on a new album that he's is recorded already.
I've got one more session, three more songs, and then we're going to mix real quick and master. So, but we're working pretty fast here. So
trying to get it out March and April. It's amazing how quickly that can happen anymore.
Now the things they can do. I'm doing it at this place, Tonebridge Studios, in Bloomington with my friend James Montjoy. And he's worked with me on a couple of different other things, and he knows my stuff. So once you have a good rapport with somebody, it can really speed up the process. So.
This is kind of your second album, right?
Yes. So I did the album Live at the Castle Theater, which is recorded live at the Castle Theater in Bloomington. Opened up a show for a guy named Robert Earl Keen, who's a really famous Texas singer-songwriter. And I record everything I do show-wise, and I ended up running the tape and plugged it through the soundboard that night and liked what I had. So I kind of released that out. I was really happy with it. So this is, I guess, my first studio effort, you could say, solo. But that was my first live one. Still me, though, solo both times. So, but well, yeah, I love that one, too.
Yeah, well, and I guess we might hear a song or two from that coming up.
Yeah, definitely. There's
Before we launch into anything else, let me mention, since we haven't so far, some of the performances you do have going on. And I sort of forget. I knew some of these talents' names, and some of them I didn't know. many of them are pretty small, so I kind of forget how many are actually in our listening area. But they're all close enough if anybody wants to drive a little bit, and some of them are right smack in it.
Right.
You actually were in Champaign last week, I
last
guess.
Tuesday at a place called Bentley's, on Neal Street. That's a great great little Irish pub, kind of a good vibe in there.
Tomorrow night, Gilman,
Illinois. Yes,
this one you play regularly, the Boondocks Bar.
I've not. This is my first time there. My friend Dylan Michael Bentley, who does a lot of shows in Eastern Illinois in the Iroquois County area, he does a lot of things over there. So I kind of got in with him. But that the Boondocks Bar and Grill in Gilman, Illinois. So I've heard good things. So looking forward to it.
And Joliet, that's outside our area.
Right.
But nonetheless, the Chicago Street Pub, if anybody wants to go up there, that'll be on February 1st. And then on the 2nd, I think Downs.
Yes, it's a place called Ups and Downs Roadhouse in Downs, Illinois, which is right outside of Bloomington Normal, where I'm from.
And so, you've been that one before?
I've been there a couple times before. Yeah, another great kind of little, I mean, all these places that I play are great for the acoustic kind of vibe, that singer-songwriter kind of thing that I do. So, you know, they're not kind of your real garden variety bar, rowdy kind of thing. You know, they're really appreciative of someone coming in with this acoustic guitar and singing songs and such like that. So I've been really lucky.
And then, actually, we talked a little bit about this yesterday with Ben Bedford, who's another singer-songwriter who was on the show. He's lives in Springfield. And some of the range of venues that he would play.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of semi-jokingly made reference to the sort of places where you go and play and people might actually pay attention to you while they're eating. But do you try to scout out places a little bit that is going to be the sort that where people are likely to listen to somebody?
Yes, you do to some extent. A lot of it is sometimes you'll just go in blindly to a place, and if it ends up turning out to be okay, you'll have other musicians. There's a circuit that the people that I play with, like Mr. Chicago Farmer, you know, Dylan Michael Bentley, that kind of thing. And if the place they go to is kind of like a music appreciative, you know, that people aren't just kind of, you know, watching the game or whatever, they'll kind of let you know, hey, check this place out. This is kind of, you know, it's a luck of the draw to some extent. But if you find a place that's cool and that'll work and then people are, you know, kind of liking and stuff, that makes you, you know, kind of, okay, we'll zero in on that. But so to answer your question, it's a little bit of networking, but also it's a little bit of that good old, okay, here we go. Let's see how it goes. Hope for the best kind of thing.
Some other ones coming up, looking ahead farther into February in Saybrook.
Saybrook, the Shady Nook. The Shady Nook in Saybrook, that's one of my favorite places to play. Definitely in your listening area. I mean, I did stuff with the Dirty Hands Band there. I've done some solo stuff there. Really good room, good atmosphere, good vibe. I'm glad to be back. I haven't been back there in several months. So.
And then Cooksville, Illinois.
Cooksville, Illinois. Yes, that's a small town outside east of Bloomington. And that's at a place called the Long Branch again, which is I'm doing that for a Valentine's Day thing. I've heard the dinner. I'm going to be doing acoustic music where they have the you know, the nice kind of candlelit romance in the air.
So you're going to have to pull out all the love songs?
Yeah, we're going to have to go heavy on the sentimentality, which I can, you know, I can do that.
Does that mean that'll be your songs and some covers?
Yeah, I have a lot of kind of that love song kind of genre too with stuff that I do, but I can do some that, you know, some kind of your standard love song kind of covers too. That, I mean, I play for such a wide demographic. I mean, I've got, you know, the 20 somethings coming to my show, and then, I mean, my father-in-law goes to every show and he's 72, so I'm used to kind of entertaining, you know, the people that may like Glenn Miller or that like you know, even stuff like Led Zeppelin and stuff like that. So I just try to find something that'll do what I want to do, but also would fit with the people out there listening. So.
Do you ever look out into the crowd and say to yourself, okay, this is a lot of people who look like they could be a Glenn Miller crowd, so I'm going to adjust what I'm going to sing?
You do. And actually, the last time I played at the Long Branch in Cooksville, it was an earlier dinner set, and that was people that did not want the more kind of rowdy, louder stuff. So, yeah, you do the kind of I do some George Strait songs or some Hank Williams stuff, and just kind of your more mellower type material. You definitely got to gauge. You know, there's some things, some songs, some of the set. I've got different sets for different venues and different times of the night. You know, the 5 o'clock set's much different than the 10 or 11 kind of thing. So you kind of get in there and engage what people, you know, what you kind of think people like, and throw it out there.
Are you to the point after, you know, playing for solo for 10 years or so that people call you back or people say, oh, I heard of you from so-and-so, do you want to come play our gig? Or is it mostly you making the contacts?
You know, surprisingly, I've been in the last couple last year and a half or so, especially with the help of Facebook and Twitter and social media, your name can get out there like that. I mean, you know, YouTube and such. So, you know, I'll get recommendations from other artists, hey, you'd like this guy, or people will see something on my page that they'll like, or, you know, I mean, it's not so much me pushing it as hard anymore. You know, now I can kind of say, okay, this guy, like in the Joliet thing, I've got that show from Chicago Farmer, but I met these other guys from Joliet who saw my show, and then they wanted me to play their event. So it kind of just old-fashioned networking, but social networking really helps a lot, too. There's because you put all your stuff out there, and then sometimes people are looking for a different, you know, like the Long Branch. They kind of saw my stuff on Facebook and liked what they heard. So that thing, that's been very advantageous. So I've been lucky that the momentum has kind of been gaining in the last year and a half, that I've been able to kind of, the word of mouth is spreading a little bit more. So,
Chris Corker is my guest here on Live and Local, this portion of our program, and doing some live music as well in advance of a bunch of gig that he's got sort of spread around. As he put it in his little biography on his website, backwoods, honky-tonks, and bar rooms all around Illinois from Chicago to St. Louis, something like that, yeah. Although I'm sort of always been curious, what exactly is a honky-tonk?
You know, that's a good question, Kevin. It's kind of a state of mind, I guess, or a feel when you get into a place. Saybrook would be a honky-tonk. You've got the kind of, maybe the beer and the mason jars, although Saybrook doesn't have, that's more like a PBR kind of thing. But you've got the rowdy kind of rednecks in the corner, and then, you know, the girls that are out to party on the weekends, and just kind of, they want to hear the harder edge country music. They want to hear the stuff that really hits you in the gut. You know, that's the thing that I love about country music that I like. It's just, there's nothing arty about it. It's just reality. It's, you know, the three chords and the truth cliche, but it really does ring true, because especially in this day and age, in the economic times, I mean, people are wanting to get out and kind of escape from, maybe channel some of what's going on in their life through music. So if you can sing something or play something that'll make them kind of feel better or forget about what's going on in their 9-to-5s Monday through Friday for a couple hours, I think that's a good thing that I can provide for them, you know, some kind of excitement. But yeah, the honky-tonk, that's kind of, I guess it'd be different. It's kind of more of a state of mind, I guess you could say. I mean, I've seen some places up in Chicago that have been as, you know, kind of rough, and, you know, like the Blues Brothers, where they got the chain link fence and they're throwing that's kind of like your honky tonk, kind of, even though I've never had beer thrown at me. Knock on wood.
Well, I hope that stays true,
yes,
for
me
you
too.
For a good long time. Well, why don't we hear another sample?
Okay. This would be a song that would be kind of an example of one that would fit well with a honky tonk. This is a song about the bar in Saybrook, the Shady Neck, that I wrote, and this is more, like I said, this is more like a 10 o'clock song.
This is about that bar.
This is about that bar, yeah.
Well, tonight I'm leaving this town. I'm done with hanging around. I'm gonna find my baby at the shady nook. Gonna drink until I'm falling down. Well, I've had it with the people I meet hanging round in this old town. But take me a break, cross that interstate. Now, Lord, don't you slow me down. Out in the country, away from the lights that are hanging on the city street. Pull me a cold one, sing me a song with a steel guitar and fiddle brain. Well, tonight I'm leaving this town. I'm done with hanging around. I'm gonna find my baby at the shady nook. Gonna drink until I'm falling out. I'm leaving this town. I'm done with hanging around. I'm gonna find my baby at the shady nook. Gonna drink until I'm falling down. Well, tonight I'm leaving this town. I'm done with hanging around. I'm gonna find my baby at the shady nook. Gonna drink until I'm falling down. Well, tonight I'm leaving this town. Hey, I'm done with hanging around. I'm gonna find my baby at the shady nook. Gonna drink until I'm falling down. Gonna drink until I'm falling down. Hey, gonna drink until I'm falling down.
Leaving Town, I think, is the name of that one. Which was on your Live at the Castle
Theater.
That
is, yeah.
Disc, which one can get by writing to you, or do you have it up in various places?
CD Baby, through my website. I'm actually doing a second pressing of that. So I'm going to, when I release the studio one, I'm going to actually release, do some more pressings of the live one a little bit before that. So a couple of weeks, look for that on my website or CD Baby.
And I imagine you probably you'll have it at your
Have
gigs.
It at the shows, too. Yeah. Yes, yes. Always, you know, anything that I've... And kind of keep my, you know, my little gig box over there, keeping for the CDs. So,
Chris Corkery is my guest here on Live and Local. We're hearing him live in the studio, in our Urbana studio. What is it? Studio F, it's technically called.
Awesome.
It used to be a show in on WBEZ in Chicago that I think was called Studio D.
Yeah.
And it was a talk show, and that's where it broadcast from. And as it happens, our FM show generally broadcasts out of our Studio D. This is about our performance studio, Studio F, and it's great to have a place where we can offer good-sounding live music.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
You're playing in all these small-ish towns and sometimes just really small towns.
Right. So
you're living in Bloomington?
Living in Lexington. It's about 20 miles north of Bloomington. So it's a small town, 1,500, 2,000 people. I grew up in Bloomington, and my wife's family's from Lexington, so we found a house out there that we liked and was a good price. So I've been living out there about 9 years or so. But, yeah, I mean, it goes from small, like this last Tuesday I was at the Abbey Pub in Chicago, or 2 days ago I was at the Abbey Pub in Chicago. So you go from that to Gilman, that can kind of be a little culture or just a shock from, you know, definitely different atmosphere. But at the end of the day, once you get up there and you get behind the mic and just dial in, you know, a room is a room is a room. My friend Ed Anderson is always telling me that a gig is a gig is a gig. Well, that's kind of what I feel about playing places. You know, you can be intimidated by bigger venues, but then once you get up there and you've got the mic and it's just you and the stage and just kind of channel, it's all the same. You're just expressing the same thing.
Do you tend to interact with the crowd?
Yeah, I tried. You know, there's some of the stuff that I do is kind of more introspective, so I'll kind of tell some stories about it. More interaction, kind of the later it gets, because then when you have, especially in the bars that I play, when you have people drinking, they kind of want to, you know, the rapport, the back and forth and kind of thing, and get people to stick around. But yeah, I try to involve them, kind of the more energy that I can give to them and them coming back to me. I like that exchange, you know.
I was curious because sometimes you'll have singers who, solo singers who seem to be completely within themselves, mm-hmm. and they're going to, which made me think of this as you were saying, you know, a gig's a gig and you mm-hmm. just play the room. But they seem to not recognize that there is a room
right.
or that there's anybody in it.
Right.
I don't know. And that's, I imagine that's probably a minority of,
yeah.
of singer-songwriters.
You know, sometimes you can get to that point where your eyes are closed and you're just so inside the song and you kind of, you know, just inside the moment, and then you you kind of wake up and wait, there's, you know, hundreds of people here. But you try to recognize that, hey, people are out there and wanting to, you know, they kind of, people want you to give them something that they can kind of throw back, at least energy-wise, at least what I've seen. So yeah, you gotta try to be the entertainer as well as a performer. It's important, you know, by both sides.
And of course, here you are on a radio show, and you don't have any idea who's out there,
no.
what they're doing, or what they want. And
no. That's, yeah,
it's hard to gauge.
And, yeah, that is right.
For that matter, we have so many different types of music on this particular program. It's hard for me to gauge,
mm-hmm.
which gives me a chance to say, by the way, listeners, that I'm always interested in having your comments. The best way to reach me is actually with sort of a funny address. It's Will Callender, W-I-L-L Callender, at illinois.edu. You can send me your comments there. You can also send me information about your own gigs if you're a performing musician or other performing artist. And let me know what's coming up, and we'll try to do something with it on the show in one way or another. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Appreciate your joining us today. You said at the outset that I wasn't sure if you were referring to your own writing as a solo mm-hmm. singer or when you were working with the Dirty Hands Band, but you mentioned a number of pretty well-known older country singers mm-hmm. as influence, but also noticed in your biography you mentioned some influence from a guy who actually we talked about yesterday with Ben Bedford, Townes Van Zandt. And he was the guy that Ben heard that made him want to get interested in songwriting
right.
at all. And then you mentioned a couple of people I don't happen to know, Alejandro Escovedo
right.
and Chuck Prophet.
Chuck Prophet. And Alejandro Escovedo, he's from Austin, Texas. He was with a band called the True Believers back in the 80s, which are kind of like a cow punk, you know, kind of a Raggedy Stones kind of rock and roll band. But he's huge, Don Austin. He's one of the, I mean, he's a big, big songwriting influence. And I found out through about Chuck Prophet kind of through him, and he's a Bay Area. He played in a band called Green on Red back in the 80s. But both guys kind of had this really kind of quirky songwriting sensibility. You can't really put your finger on, you know, it's got kind of like this rootsy kind of, there's flashes of country and rock and roll, and you know, and it just there's kind of weird, like even like Lou Reed stuff. And so it's kind of like me, I identified with them because it's kind of some of the stuff I, you know, my whole listening or my whole kind of, you know, my body of work is, you can't really kind of put a label on it like Campbell's Soup, you know, like one, like, you know, it's just such a mix of different things, country, folk, rock, blues, bluegrass, you know. I mean, and all that stuff may not show in every song per se, but you come to my show and you'll see a lot of different influences.
Well, you've done two songs so far that have been completely different from
right,
each other.
Right.
Do you have something in between or something yet another contrast next?
Yes, I'm going to do this song. This is kind of a newer one too, and this is also going to be off the new record coming in March, which is I think I'm going to entitle it Illinois Sunset, which a lot, because a lot of these songs were kind of me driving around in the summer and thinking about ideas and things like that as cornfields and the sun kind of setting down. And this one, this one's called One More Time. So,
like a dream when I first saw you. Late July sun was hanging on the highway sign. Standing in the light, smoking the last of your cigarette. Your hair pulled back, your lips are strawberry red. Baby, won't you kiss me just one more time? Let me feel you so, so close to mine. I'll hold you in my arms, let me feel your love shine. Baby, won't you kiss me just one more time? So many wasted nights I've been out on the road, losing sight of myself, feeling empty and alone. When you came along, well, you lifted my soul. And just like an angel, you gave me strength to carry on. Baby, won't you kiss me just one more time? Let me feel you so, so close to mine. I'll hold you in my arms, let me feel your love shine. Baby, won't you kiss me just one more time? You're up in that balcony, trapped in that ivory tower. Want me to scale those walls just a little higher? Just a little high, just a little high. Always wanted someone with an endless heart, someone to walk through life and never want to be apart. Well, I remember you, babe, on that bright summer day. Memories fading, but my heart, it won't change. Baby, won't you kiss me just one more time? Let me feel you so, so close to mine. I'll hold you in my arms, yeah, I wanna feel your love shine. Baby, won't you kiss me just one more time? Baby, won't you kiss me just one more time? Let me feel you so, so close to mine. I'll hold you in my arms, yeah, I'm gonna feel your love shine. Baby, won't you kiss me just one more time? Baby, won't you kiss me just one more time? Baby, won't you kiss me just one more.
Chris Corkery, live in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That song will be on his soon-to-be-released album that may be called Illinois Suns.
Yes, that's like about that. 75% sure, unless you've got a better idea, Kevin.
Oh, I've actually come up with a few on here. Whether anybody's ever taken them, I haven't a clue.
Well, yes, yeah, shoot me an email.
No guarantee they're any good. I'm not very creative when it comes to titles,
right?
I'm afraid. You can get more information on Chris by going to his website, which is
www.chriscorkerymusic.com.
and that's spelled C-O-R-K-E-R-Y, more or less as you'd expect.
Correct.
You can check his performance schedule, but I'll mention those coming up that are in and around our listening area next. Well, tomorrow, he'll be at the Boondocks Bar and Grill in Gilman, Illinois. On February 1st, it's Chicago Street Pub up in Joliet. On February 2nd, the Ups and Downs Roadhouse in Downs, Illinois. On the 9th, the Shady Nook Pub in Saybrook. And on the 14th, Valentine's Day at the Long Branch again in Cooksville. On the 15th, the Spot in Bradley. And way out on the 28th of February, Kemp's Upper Tap in Lexington, Illinois. There's more, but as I say, you can check that on his website or on, I suppose, on
yes.
your Facebook page. And
Facebook page, yes. My website. I put all my music stuff on my personal page, Chris Corkery, but there's also a Chris Corkery Music Facebook page for you Facebookers out there. Go on by and give me a like, and I've got my my stuff there too. I'm probably going to be adding something here in Champaign either on February 22nd or the 23rd at Memphis on Main as well. So looking forward to come down here. I always love playing down here, so good times.
Chris is based in Bloomington Normal, lives in Lexington, and really glad you took the time to come over here today.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it. Love this place. Very good time.
Mike is Mike Pritchard. He is our sound engineer, and always thanks to Mike for making our music sound so good. Here are some other events going in our listening area tonight anyway. The Russian National Ballet Theater is doing Swan Lake at, I think they're doing Swan Lake. I heard some other information, but in any event, they're at the Krannert Center in Urbana this evening at 7 o'clock. Also at the Krannert Center, pianist Ian Hobson with pianist Samir Golescu, continuing Ian's series of Johannes Brahms instrumental music involving piano. That's at 7:30 tonight. The Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana is presenting Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. That continues for a while yet. It's tonight at 8 o'clock, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday as well. And in fact, we're going to have some of the singers from that show on our program tomorrow during the 4 o'clock hour. Also tomorrow, while I'm thinking of it, I'll be talking with a member of the Jasper String Quartet who are going to be at the Krannert Center on Sunday afternoon. Community Players Theater in Bloomington is presenting Lend Me a Tenor. That's tonight at 7:30 and continues through the weekend. University of Illinois Jazz faculty are at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 7 o'clock. A guest artist recital by pianist Jerry May Astolfi, if I'm saying the name right, at Illinois State University's Kemp Recital Hall in Normal. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. And it's Beer for Breakfast, Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater's production in Goodfield, 6 o'clock tonight through Saturday, and then matinee on Sunday. You're listening to 90.9 WYLFM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. Our programs are made possible by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, presenting three performances by the Russian National Ballet Theater. The third one is tonight. Don Quixote, Chopiniana, Romeo and Juliet, and Swan Lake. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned from NPR.